This is Akashvani. The news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is scheduled to hold bilateral talks with Dutch Prime Minister Rob Jetten and will call on Their Majesties King Willem Alexander and Queen Maxima in The Hague this afternoon. The visit carries significance beyond bilateral ties and is expected to shape broader India-EU relations following the recently concluded India-Europe Free Trade Agreement. Addressing a community event, Prime Minister Modi said the warmth and enthusiasm of the gathering made him feel he's attending a festival in India. He described The Hague as a living symbol of India-Netherlands friendship and noted that Dutch leaders consistently praise the contribution of the Indian diaspora.
नेदरलैंड्स के समाज और यहाँ की इकोनॉमी में जो कंट्रीब्यूट कर रहे हैं उस पर हर भारतवासी को गर्व है। मैं आज इस अवसर पर नेदरलैंड की जनता का यहाँ की सरकार का आभार व्यक्त करता हूँ। मैं यहाँ की जनता को 140 करोड़ भारतवासियों की तरफ से अपनी शुभकामनाएं देता हूं।
Last night, when the Prime Minister reached the Netherlands, he was accorded a grand welcome through a cultural and musical performance by the diaspora and Dutch troops. After concluding his visit to the Netherlands, Prime Minister Modi will travel to Sweden tomorrow on the third leg of his five-nation tour. Indian agencies have achieved the first ever seizure of Captagon drug worth 182 crore rupees through Operation Rage Pill. In a social media post, Home Minister Amit Shah shared this information and said that the government has resolved for a drug-free India. He said that the busting of the drug consignment destined for the West Asia and the arrest of a foreign national stand out as shining examples of our commitment to zero tolerance against drugs. The newly appointed BJP government in West Bengal has moved to withdraw the state's ongoing case in the Supreme Court regarding OBC reservation. On Thursday, government lawyer Kunal Mimani wrote to the Supreme Court registrar requesting an urgent hearing to formally withdraw the matter. On 22nd May 2024, the Calcutta High Court struck down the OBC list prepared by the Trinamool Congress government and ordered a fresh list to be created. The then state government appealed against that verdict in the Supreme Court, where the case is currently being heard by a bench headed by the Chief Justice of India. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, today arrested a mastermind connected with the leak of biology questions in the NEET undergraduate 2026 paper leak case. The accused, named Manisha Gurunath Mandhare, is a senior botany teacher from Pune, Maharashtra. CBI said that she was involved in the NEET undergraduate 2026 examination process and was appointed as an expert by the National Testing Agency. The investigation agency said that the accused had complete access to the botany and zoology question papers. It said that she had mobilized prospective NEET examination candidates through Manisha Vagmare of Pune, who was arrested on 14th of this month, and conducted special coaching classes for these students at her Pune residence. So far, 9 accused have been arrested in this case from Delhi, Jaipur, Gurugram, Nasik, Pune and Ahilyanagar. Central Board of Secondary Education has issued a notice outlining post-result declaration facilities for Class 12 students, reaffirming its commitment to a fair and transparent evaluation process. In the notice, the board said students dissatisfied with their results can avail a two-stage review system. In the Thailand Open Badminton, the Indian duo of Satvik Sairaj Renki Reddy and Chirag Shetty entered the men's doubles final after defeating Malaysia's Goh Sej Phi and Noor Izzuddin in the semi-final in Bangkok today. The Indian pair won 19-21, 21-20, 21-16 in an 82-minute match to reach their first final of the season. In IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders will take on Gujarat Titans at the iconic Eden Gardens this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall over Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim, Meghalaya and South Interior Karnataka during the next 2 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.